ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
अपयाति च न तजेन म्रियमानोऽपि प्राग्देहाभिमतिं जनः यावद् अन्यं न विन्देत व्यवधानेन कर्मणां मन एव मनुष्येन्द्र भूतानां भवभावनम्।
एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। द कैटरपिलर ट्रांसपोर्ट्स इटसेल्फ फ्रॉम वन लीफ टू अनदर बाय कैप्चरिंग वन लीफ बिफोर गिविंग अप द अदर। सिमिलरली अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज प्रीवियस वर्क द लिविंग एंटिटी मस्ट कैप्चर अनदर बॉडी बिफोर गिविंग अप द वन टू बी लॉस्ट। दिस इज बिकॉज द माइंड इज द रिजर्वॉयर ऑफ ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ डिजायर्स। परपोर्ट। अ लिविंग एंटिटी टू मच एब्जॉर्ब इन मटीरियल एक्टिविटी becomes very much attracted to the material body. Even at the point of death, he thinks of his present body and the relatives connected to it. Thus, he remains fully absorbed in the bodily conception of life. So much so that even at the point of death, he abhors leaving his present body. Sometimes it is found that a person on the verge of death remains in a room for many days before giving up the body. This is a common among so-called leaders and politicians who think that without their presence, the entire country and all society will be in chaos. This is called Maya. Political leaders do not like to leave their political post and they either have to be shot by an enemy or obliged to leave by the arrival of death. By superior arrangement, a living entity is offered another body, but because of his attraction to the present body, he does not like to be transferred himself to another body. Thus, he is forced to accept another body by the laws of nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gune karmani sarvasya ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti man. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities that is in actuality carried out by nature. Material nature is very strong, and the material modes force one to accept another body. This force is visible when the living entity transmigrates from a superior body to an inferior one. One who acts like a dog or hog in the present body will certainly be forced to accept the body of a dog or a hog in the next life. Person may be enjoying the body of a prime minister or a president, but when he understands that he will be forced to accept the body of a dog or a hog, he chooses not to leave the present body. Therefore, he lies in coma many days before death. This has been experienced by many politicians at the time of death. The conclusion is that the next body is already determined by the superior control. The living entity immediately gives up the present body and enters another one. Sometimes in the present body, the living entity feels that many of his desires and imaginations are not fulfilled. Those who are overly attracted to their life situation are forced to remain in ghostly body and are not allowed to accept another gross body. Even in the body of a ghost, they create disturbances for neighbors and relatives. The mind is the prime cause of such a situation. According to one's mind, different types of bodies are generated and one is forced to accept them. As stated in Gita, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejadiyanti kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavita. Whatever state of being one remembers, when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. Within one's body and mind, one can think of either a dog or a god, and the next life is offered to him accordingly. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Purushe prakristohi bhunkten prakritin jan gunan karanam guna sangasya sasad yoni janmasu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species. The living entity may transmigrate to either a superior body or inferior body according to his association with the modes of nature. If he associates with ignorance, he gets the body of animal or an inferior man. But if we associate with the mode of goodness or passion, he gives the body accordingly. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Urdvam gachanti sattvastam madhye tishchanti rajasa jaganya guna vrittosti adho gachanti tamasa. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion live on the earthly planets, and those in the mode of ignorance go down to hellish planets. The root cause of one's association is the mind. The great Krishna conscious movement is the greatest boon to human society, because it is teaching everyone to think always of Krishna by executing devotional service. In this way, at the end of life, one may be transferred to the association of Krishna. This is technically called Nitya Leela Pravishta, entering into the planet Golok Vrindavan. Bhagavad Gita explains, Bhakte amam abhijanati yavan yash chashmi tatvata tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate tat anantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. And one who is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. After the mind is completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, one can enter the planet known as Golok Vrindavan. To enter the association of the Supreme Lord, one has to understand Krishna. The process of understanding Krishna is devotional service. After understanding Krishna as He is, one can become eligible to enter Krishna Lok and associate with Him. The mind is the cause of such an exalted position. The mind can also get one a body like hog and dog. To absorb the mind always in Krishna consciousness is therefore the greatest perfection of human life. Om Agyanati. The caterpillar transports itself from one leaf to another by capturing one leaf before going to the other. Similarly, according to his previous work, the living entity must capture another body before giving up the one he has. This is because the mind is the reservoir of all kinds of desires. So this is a description of the process of reincarnation, the changing of bodies. As Krishna explains in the Gita, Dehino smin yatha dehe kaumaram yovanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatranamuyati. That as in this body, the embodied soul is going on from childhood to youth to old age. Similarly, at the time of death, one gives up this body and enters into another body. Self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. So, Srila Prabhupada in the purport here is elaborating on how one determines his next body. This is very important because everyone is always anxious for the future. Everybody is always planning for the future. Srila Prabhupada gives the example that just like a child, he likes to play, he likes to just do whatever he likes to do except go to school. But his parents, they send him to school so that his future is bright. So, a transcendentalist is actually, he's concerned about his future. And future, not immediate future, but also future after death. That is Shreyas and Prayas. Prayas means something which gives immediate satisfaction, immediate enjoyment. And Shreyas is the long-term benefit, or the eternal benefit. For the soul, to be in this material body is always a cause of misery. From Brahma down to the insignificant living entity, everybody is suffering. Everybody is trying to enjoy and everybody is suffering. It's like in the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam, it is explained that how, practically speaking, everybody in this material world is trying to enjoy sex life. This is the pivot around which the whole world is revolving. But everybody is miserable because that is the nature of material life. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining how, in this purport, that how, depending on one's consciousness in this particular lifetime, one can actually become freed from the cycle of birth and death by thinking of Krishna. And that is most easily done by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. In the introduction to Gita, Srila Prabhupada explains how the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the teachings of Lord Krishna are the same. He explains that Lord Krishna concludes the Gita by Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta, by always thinking of me, becoming my devotee. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that one should chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So, Prabhupada explains that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can think of Krishna constantly. One has to come to that stage before leaving this body where one is constantly thinking of Krishna, constant absorption in the holy name of Krishna, in the holy pastimes of Krishna. That state has to be achieved. One should be in a very urgent, one should feel the sense of urgency to achieve that state, because we don't really know when death may come. And we may be thinking of so many things other than Krishna. In fact, in the conditioned stage, one has so much attachments, many of which we perceive, and many are there which are in the subconscious mind. And usually at the time of death, it is a subconscious attachment which comes up. Just like sometimes when we are dreaming, we think of things which are so much, sometimes very abominable, sometimes fancy things which are not even true. So that shows that the mind is really not in control. One has to have that state of mind where one is constantly thinking of Krishna. Like the Chaitanya Bhagavat explains that Aharnisha means day and night. A person who is day and night, he is absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna, or chanting the names of Krishna, the glories of such a person cannot be described even in the four Vedas. So, it is the attempt of the devotee to come to that state of consciousness, where he is actually thinking of Krishna all the time. So, this life is simply an attempt, a process to develop this state of mind, where one is praying to Krishna, begging Krishna. Just like King Kulashekhar prays that, Krishna, now I have a healthy mind, body, let my mind enter into your lotus feet. I do not know what will happen at the time of death, when my body will be bile, mucus and air. At that time it will be very difficult for me to remember Krishna. So let me practice thinking of Krishna now. Very few can be like Bhishma Dev, who was on the bed of arrows in Kurukshetra, lying down in utter pain. But at the same time, he was in a very, although bodily there was so much pain, but he was actually, Prabhupada explained in the purport, that he was in a healthy state of mind. He could express himself, he could have exchanges of words. That was because of his exalted nature. Generally, the condition of the mind is disturbed. For a conditioned soul, the mind is very disturbed because everything is topsy-turvy. We really don't know what's going on with our body and mind. So, for the conditioned soul, like King Kulashekhar prays, one should practice, or rather one can pray to Krishna that, let me give up my body now that I am thinking of you. If we are thinking now, we don't know what will happen next moment. So we saw so many of our great leaders, like Srila Sridhar Swami Maharaj. He recently left his body in Mayapur, and when he reached Mayapur, he told, I think some devotees reported that now I'm safe, I've been protected, and he was beholding the form of the Lord and Prabhupada, and actually was in Sridham Mayapur, in a very 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 glorious way of very very glorious way of giving up this body. And also many others, Chaitanya Krishna Maharaj, Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj, many other. Like when I was when I went to Mayapur last time, it was during the installation, when Srila Sridhar Maharaj was just supposed to come. They were announcing that he has reached so far with Indradyumna Maharaj, is about to come. And I was from the airport, I was traveling with Keshav Bharti Maharaj and his Radhanath Maharaj. So they were talking about this, that how it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrangements that all our great generals, they are coming to Mayapur to give up their bodies. Talking about Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Gaur Govind Maharaj, and they knew that very soon Srila Sridhar Maharaj will also be giving up. So, actually these great souls, we always hear about great souls in the past who have left in a Krishna conscious way. But it's equally, if not more important, to hear about devotees in the present world also, who are living in a very Krishna conscious way in the holy dham, who are living in a Krishna conscious way and leaving the bodies in a Krishna conscious way, remembering Krishna. So one has to really practice, and that is the process of chanting. The chanting is a way of preparing one's consciousness. If I am not able to remember Krishna during the japa process, then it's very unlikely that I can remember Krishna during the process of death, which will be much more painful. In one lecture of Prabhupada on Narsingadev appearance day, he was saying that Narsingadev's appearance means to know that death can come any time. And that's why I always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I went to, a few days back I was in Satara. There is a very nice holy place, the river Krishna and Vena river, Sangam is there. And we were with some devotees reading the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And just next to that place is a Smashan Ghat. And we could see people were coming and immersing the ashes and performing the final rites and so on. So for a devotee, it's a very helpful thing. It makes one more attentive to think of death. It's actually like in business you have some things which help progress. It's like a catalyst. It's a catalyst for spiritual life to think of death. It may seem ghastly, but actually it's positive. It's reality. It's reality. Death is the ultimate reality. And for one who is surrendered to Krishna, he is actually awaiting death. In one sense, he is happy because he knows that now let Krishna take me to wherever he likes. If he thinks that I am eligible to enter into his pastimes, like it is described in Nitya Leela Pravishta, then it is very nice. That's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains to Sanatana Goswami that Krishna's pastimes are going on in different universes. And somewhere or the other, some pastime is taking place. Somewhere Krishna is appearing, somewhere Krishna is killing Putana, somewhere like that. And so Krishna may give a birth to a devotee in that place so that he can get trained to go to the spiritual world. Or if Krishna wants me to be in the material world, that is also nice. Marobi, Rakhobi, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that in whatever condition you may put me, but give me the association of devotees. So actually there is no loss for a devotee, because he is thinking that if by Krishna's mercy I can become perfect, like Prabhupada writes here, that the perfection of Krishna consciousness is to remember Krishna at the time of death, then that's very good. And if not, then Krishna will take me somewhere where I can continue the process. So in one sense there is no loss. Only thing, there is a lot of waiting period. 9 months, you will be in the womb of the mother. So one should try to perfect in this life. But a devotee is happy wherever I am put. Like King Kulashekhar prays, "Oh my Lord, let me go to hell, or let me go to heaven, or let me go to Vaikuntha. I only pray for the constant remembrance of your lotus feet. I do not desire any other benediction." In the story of Maharaj Chitraketu also, he said, "Narayana para sarve nakutashana bibhati, svarga pavarga narakeshu api tulyartha darshan." The devotee of Krishna, whether he is in heaven or he is in hell or anywhere, he is happy. He is happy as long as he can remember Krishna. Srila Prabhupada also, during his last days, his body was not very healthy, but his mind was perfectly composed. He could speak very clearly, maybe not very loudly, but he was very sound in his mind because of his exalted Krishna consciousness. He had complete faith in the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So one should pray to Krishna that let me perfect my life, let me remember you constantly, from now itself, because I do not know. Recently in Kolhapur also there was one devotee, one elderly Mataji who was about 90, more than 90 years old in January, and she was sincere, she was chanting, yet not initiated, and one of the devotees phoned here to Maharaj. She was given initiation by telephone, and then the instruction was given that there should be constant kirtan, and then she was about to leave the body because some doctors were nearby. They were saying that now is the time, we can make out by the expressions of the body that she is about to leave. So the devotees were chanting loudly and telling her to speak. She actually uttered Hare Krishna very clearly just before she left. And she was relatively very new, about maybe 1 or 2 years in ISKCON. But by the association of devotees, by the mercy of the spiritual master, one can achieve perfection. So, factually, remembering Krishna, either in healthy state or in unsound state, is not a matter of practice alone. Practice is simply a means to attract the mercy of the Lord. But if Krishna is pleased, He can just force His remembrance into our minds. Krishna can just make you remember Him and make you forget all the rubbish of your heart. Or if Krishna's mercy is not there, then one may even practice and not remember. So really speaking, the only practice is begging the mercy of the Lord, begging that I can become humble, and praying to Krishna that let me remember you now and forever, let me help others remember you. In Vrindavan, Srila Giriraj Maharaj is planning that hospice center where devotees who are having terminal disease or almost sure to leave their bodies, they can go there to Vrindavan and in a very Krishna conscious atmosphere leave their bodies. So such facilities are helpful. However, the ultimate facility is the mercy of the Lord. Like in Varanasi, people go to Varanasi to give up their bodies, because Lord Shiva utters the name of Ram, one who gives up his body in Varanasi. But many times people go to Varanasi. I was in Varanasi for 5 years. I have seen there is an old home where people go to stay. They stay for 1 or 2 years and then they don't leave their body. They go back home and then they die. It's not really a matter of one's arrangement. It's actually the mercy of the Lord. Bhakti, the whole process is like that. And in Harihari Kshetra, in Sinaudiv Dham, Lord Shiva appears before anybody who leaves the body and loudly chants the name of Gauranga. He chants loudly, Gauranga! Gauranga! So that's why this is called Mahavaranasi. This place in Navadvip is called Mahavaranasi. It's greater than Varanasi. Because by the name of Ram, one can get liberation. But by the name of Gauranga, one can get the ultimate perfection, Krishna Prema. So, the mercy of Gauranga and Nityananda is our only hope. Taking shelter of their lotus feet, we can cross over this material existence without difficulty. Just like in the house of Gauridas Pandit, there are those famous deities of Gaur Nitai, where Gauranga and Nityananda, they sailed the river and they gave darshan. And on the request of the Lord gave them in the form of the deity, gave Himself in the form of the deity. So the Lord gave the ore which He used. So the ore of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually what can help us cross over the ocean, to remember Him at the time of death. By our own means, we cannot. We have to try, we have to do everything favorable, but actually remembering Krishna, even now or at the time of death, is 100% dependent on His mercy. Because Bhishma Dev completely surrendered to the will of Krishna all throughout his life. He was willing to fight on the side of the Kurus, the treacherous, vicious people, just to execute the plan of the Supreme Lord. So the Lord was so merciful that out of His own sweet will, He appeared in front of Bhishma Dev. He was remembering the sweet pastimes of the Lord, the Vrindavan pastimes and the Kurukshetra pastimes, and beholding the beautiful form of the Lord, He left this world. Similarly, Srila Haridas Thakur, he was totally dedicated to preaching Krishna consciousness. He was always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So he was, because of his constant absorption in the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fulfilled his desire. One day Govinda came and brought some Mahaprasad, and Srila Haridas Thakur said that, I have not finished my rounds, how can I take Prasad? But you have brought Prasad, so let me honor it. And then when later on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Haridas Thakur expressed his desire that, I do not want to see your closing chapter of your earthly pastimes. I would like to leave before you. The Lord expressed his displeasure in hearing this and said, I will feel separation. But Haridas Thakur said, no, I am like an ant. If an ant dies, what difference does it make to the world? And then the next day when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, on the request of Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu let him hold his lotus feet on his chest and was beholding the form of the Lord with his eyes and chanting Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. He left this world. It's actually a very glorious thing to remember Haridas Thakur's departure, to remember Bhishma's departure. I remember Shyamananda Prabhu gave one very nice lecture on leaving the world, one Sunday lecture. I was not here, but I heard it. You know, these great personalities, this example of these great personalities, how they left the world. Haridas Thakur was beholding the form of the Lord. He was actually offering obeisances to the devotees. He was offering obeisances to all the devotees, taking the dust of the lotus feet of all the devotees. It's good to do a rehearsal every day. You know, once you think that I am leaving now, here my god brothers are there, I have offended them because of my Kali Yuga nature, let me beg forgiveness. And if one thinks like that, then things become very easy. Of course, to think like that is not easy. But if, if one can think like that, then that's very nice. So Haridas Thakur actually was beholding the form of the Lord, he left. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much in ecstasy, he took the form of Haridas Thakur and with his own transcendental hands, he was holding the body, dancing, and then begging alms on behalf of Haridas Thakur, making the samadhi of Haridas Thakur. So, of course, this is a very, very exalted platform. For us, even if we can somehow remember the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that difficult things become very easy by just remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And easy things become very difficult if you forget Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So somehow or other we have to pray for the lotus feet, the remembrance of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the mercy of the devotees. Then we can transmigrate like Prabhupada explains here in perfect Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we do not know. But whatever our destination, we have to just pray to Krishna that, just repeat the prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that let me be born. Kita janma ho yatha tu vadas, bahirmukha brahma janma nahi kvash. Then let me be born as an ant or an insect in the house of the devotee, that is very nice. But I do not want Brahma's birth if it is not in the association of devotees. So, I pray to all of you that I may also leave my body in the way I am trying to repeat. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Any comments, Shyamananda Prabhu? Govind Prabhu? Yes, Braj Vihari.
Hare Krishna. You were mentioning about chanting of the holy name. After some years of chanting, generally it is seen that, I don't know about others, but I can speak for myself, that as we are chanting, we'll end up eating some words sometimes. At least it happens to me. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, or something like that. Or Hare. So I wanted to know, first of all, why this happens like this, and secondly, how can we rectify this tendency?
I am also a victim to this. Sometimes it happens. But the only solution is to be more attentive in hearing. Have somebody near you. Today I had one nice devotee who was near to me and I had made the same mistake. And he was kind enough to help me. I will not tell the name because I feel embarrassed. But actually it's very helpful. We have a tendency to go a little fast. That's human nature. In one sense, the time of death, even if you cannot say the whole mantra, even if you skip, it's good, better than not speaking. Because we don't know whether we say the whole mantra. We say Hare Krishna, that's also perfect. While we are here, we should pronounce everything perfectly, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Prabhupada says, that there should be perfect, clear pronunciation. In the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says like this, that one should, while one's body is healthy, one should practice perfect pronunciation. But the human mind is conditioned, and we are born in circumstances like, for myself, being in a life where it's very racy, so we tend to race the japa also. The mind is speeding up. But it's good if we have somebody to help us. And although the ego doesn't like it, the intelligence appreciates help. And also if you can hear, if you hear, then it becomes easier to know whether we are. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Any comments? Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrind ki jai.